Hare Krishna. Today we will be discussing one of the very sensitive as well as important issue that is plaguing the society, that is atrocities on women and sexual harassment on women. And this is an issue which people don't like to discuss, but this is a very burning issue. And many times many parents have expressed in front of me that their tensions, anxieties being a father for a girl. So this issue is not just confined to few families, because in every family have some or other women, a mother, a sister, a wife, a daughter. So more or less every family is affected by this social element in some way or other, directly or indirectly. Now there are many reasons which could be discussed, mentioned, why these cases are on a rampage. They are increasing day by day. And first thing that is undeniably, that has to be agreed upon, is that the amount of exposure, right? The amount of exposure that the current generation, they are facing from this internet and other social media tools, to the sexual content and the pornography is unprecedented in the history, And the children who are still in teenagers, who are still, not attained their maturity levels, they are exposed to such high degree of sexual content, which is, grossly and subtly affecting their mental system. And so many psychiatrists and doctors have also expressed a deep concern for this current ongoing, rampage, The second thing that could be a more deeper level of inspection, if you think about it, is that the Shurpanaka, the Shurpanaka mentality, that is present in the society, If you see Ramayana, Ravana is an emblem of lust, He has unlimited wives. Nevertheless, whichever beautiful woman he comes across, he tried to kidnap her and force on her, And he harassed and molested so many women, And as a result of that, in due course of time, he has received a curse, that henceforth, whomever you try to abuse, harass sexually, your head will be broken into pieces. That's a curse Ravana receives, and Ravana becomes alert. And when Shurpanaka, when she gets insulted by Lakshman, Lakshman chops off her nose, and she decides to take a revenge on Lord Ram and Sita, because she understands that Mother Sita is the cause and Lord Ram is the cause. So she goes to Lord Ravana, and then she tries to instigate Ravana. Actually she wants to take revenge on Sitaram, and using Ravana's weakness, which is the lust. So she tells Ravana that actually Sita is so beautiful, I try to bring Sita for your pleasure, and in the process Ram and Lakshman have kind of harassed me. And Ravana becomes very upset, very insulted, and he tries to kidnap Sita. But then his ministers, they warn him, they tell him that, listen, Lord Ram is not a normal personality. He is extremely powerful. He could easily kill Vali with a single shot, which you couldn't do it. So they explain the prowess of Lord Ram, and as a result of that, Ravana subsides him. And he gives up his plan. But Shurpanaka didn't relent. She again goes to Lord Ravan, and then she tries this time explain about Mother Sita's beauty, inch by inch, explain her bodily parts. And then she tried to flare up. Already Ravana's lust is full of lust. And she tried to further flare up that lust. And Ravan loses all his intelligence. And he gives a deaf ear to the good words of the ministers. And he decides to kidnap Sita. And as a result of that, we all know the story, that he gets killed by the arrows of Lord Ram finally. So everyone knows the story. And if they ask everyone, who is the villain of this Ramayana? Everyone speaks Ravan is the villain, but if you carefully observe, it is Shurpanaka which instigated the lust within Ravan's heart. So similarly, in the current scenario, Ravan refers to the lusty desires in all of our hearts. Everyone has the desires, and Shurpanaka refers to the corporate world or the consumer world, which uses the carnal pleasures, other carnal diseases, other lusty desires in the heart of a person for their own marketing and the propaganda, actually. So all the consumer world, if you see, they uses women, right? They uses women's body, they uses their sex, as a tool for selling its goods. It's an outside world. Sex sells, you know. I mean, anything you want to promote, be it a small 1 rupee item to the 1 crore item, whatever, they use as a beautiful women actually. Because they understand that that is what actually attracts. And in the process, be it a movie industry, every industry for that matter, tries to use a women's body as a sex symbol, and they try to kind of exploit the weakness, you know, in the hearts of the opposite sex, the men's heart, because that lust is already there, but then they are trying to instigate it for their own advantage, right? So as a result of that, we see today's world that the whole commercial industry and everything is centered on the, be it a film industry, music industry, everything, sports, everything is interlaced with women and sex actually, you know. So that is unfortunate, but that is the reality. So now what is the solution about for this? I mean, the solution is very deep, because the problem is very deep, and it is at a various level. At one level, government has to make the law strict, and they are already doing it. And at another level, I mean, there has to be more real-time helpline and all. Even that the governments are doing, right? We see recently they made some Disha law, something like that, you know. So many of these kind of, like earlier there were Nirbhaya case, so many cases keep coming, going, people talk about it, they forget it. They keep repeating actually, no matter whatever people are doing, government is doing, you know. Then schools and all, they are giving education. They are doing whatever they could do in the, within their capacity. But despite that, we see these things that keep on popping up. And we discuss about it, we debate about it, and again we forget it, and again next case comes up. It's going on, you know. So people are doing different things. Intellectuals are proposing many suggestions, solutions. And one of the comments, one of the solutions some so-called intellectuals make is that the women has to be careful, and if they dress decently and don't expose their bodies, then they won't get exploited by men. You know, this is a comment. Sometimes when this kind of cases come into public, the people make this kind of comments, and such kind of comments are, you know, answered with a very sharp rebuke from the so-called feminists, who say this is our body, it is our desire and our wish what kind of clothes we want to wear, and you have no right to tell us what we should wear, and you have no right to kind of you cannot kind of exploit us, you know. It's not none of your rights, you know. It's not your right. So while it's certainly wrong on the side of those, you know, who make these insensitive comments on women who already got exploited and must be in deep mental agony and pain because of the so-called, you know, injustice on them, and that time making these kind of comments, you know, that they are responsible, is certainly not a, you know, right thing. But at the same time, saying that, you know, that our body is our desire and we can wear what we want to wear and we have no right to comment question is also equally inept and equally wrong in my opinion. Why? Because maybe I can give an example or explain why we disagree with this principle. Imagine one employee, you know, he goes to a bank, he withdraws 10 lakhs of money for whatever domestic purpose, and he brings the money with him. Instead of putting in a bag or in a car somewhere, hiding it, he just carries it in his pocket, in his hand, you know, right, in his palm. Just keep on moving like this, publicly, right, in the entire open market. And naturally, it will catch the attention of everyone, and everyone will be looking at it. And with their greed, with their desire to usurp it, and somebody may take a chance, and he may succeed, and he may steal the money, you know. And this gentleman, you know, may be crying, weeping, and he may go to police station, he may complain, listen, you know, my money was stolen actually, it got stolen. The police will ask, come and tell me how it happened. Did they steal your purse? Did they steal in the car or the bag? How did he steal? No, I'm carrying with my, you know, in my, you know, open arms and open hands, and then they stole it. And the first question police will ask is that, why did you carry the money open in public? You know, you should have hid it in a bag. And imagine the gentleman says, sir, you are supposed to catch the thief. You are supposed to rebuke the thief. On the other hand, you are questioning me. It's my money. It's my right. How you want to carry it, you know? So you have no right to question me. You have no right to question me how I carry that money, you know? I can carry the way I want, actually. Now, you know, another example you can think about is that, you know, let us say somebody, you know, another gentleman, you know, he is a nice bungalow. He has a nice bungalow, and he's the night he doesn't close his doors. He just sleeps. And someday or other, somebody may see it. They keep on observing it. Somebody will, some burglar will go and then will steal all that wealth and property, and then he just runs away. In the morning, that person, that gentleman, goes to the station and says that, you know what, there is a burglar in my home. The police will ask, how did it happen? Did you open the key? Did they make a, you know, hole in the wall? Or how did it happen, you know? No, 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 I don't close my doors, you know. I like to sleep while the doors are open. Nice air will come, you know. The police will come, this is stupidity, this is nonsense actually. You should close your doors. The gentleman says, this is my house, my money, you know. I can sleep the way I want, you know. Doesn't, how can others have the right to kind of come to my home and then steal the money? And in both the cases, both the gentlemen, they are actually right. In a way, they are right. Logically, they are right. Because it is their money. It is their house, their property. Other person has no right to usurp that money just because it is open, you know. Because so logically, they are right. Ideally, they are right. In an ideal case, they are right. But in a realistic case, in a realistic case, it's not right actually. Right? Why? Because there's something called greed, you know, in everyone's heart, you know? And it's already there, but when you trigger it, when you keep something in open, keep something in public, then that already, that greed, the element of greed, which is an anartha, unwanted thing, unwanted quality, but which is there in each and every person, no one is the exception to it actually. It's only the matter of degree. Somebody may get attracted to 10 rupees, somebody may get tempted at 10 crores. At what level somebody gets tempted, that differs. But actually everyone gets affected, you know. So the element of greed is there. And now you are triggering it by keeping it in open. Then naturally there is more chance that they will kind of exploit you. Right? So the same way. And when and any police will say like that, no? Why did you keep the doors open? They will question him back, you know. Not that they are supporting the kidnapper. They are supporting the burglar. Not that they are supporting the thief. They are not supporting the thief. But same time, they are asking him, you could have been more responsible. You could have closed the doors, or you could have kept the money in a bag somewhere, not carry it in an open, you know, with the open display, advertisement, you know. In the same way, when the women say, it's my body, my desire to wear the kind of clothes I wear, and people have no right to exploit us. So they are, of course, right, ideologically, I mean, ideal case, or in a theoretical case or a logical case, but in a realistic case, it doesn't work out. Because everyone in the society, every jiva, according to Shastra also, that is born with six anarthas, unwanted desires. That is kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madhamatsarya. So that is simply lust, anger, greed. Especially these three anarthas, lust, anger, greed, is there in everyone's heart, you know. Just like the greed element gets triggered, it's already there. It gets triggered by seeing something in public and open. Similarly, the lust element, which is already there, the shurpanaka, the so-called shurpanaka of this commercial world, they're already triggering, everyone, they're triggering this lust. The moment you open YouTube, think about it, no? 50% of the thumbnails, they're all nasty thumbnails. Any website you open, I mean, these days, literally, it's the, everywhere, it's obscene and nasty information is there. Already, it's getting triggered. On top of that, you know, by are somebody wearing scantily dressed, you know, or exposing their bodily parts or provoking dresses, that element is further triggered, you know. Now, you may say it's my body, my desire. Of course, it may be logically, theoretically true, but then are we not triggering it further, you know? That is also further creating the problem, attracting unwanted elements. So now, as I said, this in no way we are supporting the so-called miscreants who are exploiting others. But we are saying that, and then the solution to this problem, you know, is at a multi-faceted level, and it's very deep. But then, as it is said, you know, there is a proverb that the solution to any problem begins at home, it is mentioned, you know. That means, any solution, we should see those, I mean, we can talk about government level, education level, awareness level, so many things we can talk about. But at our level, at an individual level, what we can do about it? If you think about it, let us not, you know, trigger the already existing weaknesses, you know, right? It's there in everyone, you know, just like the greed is there with everyone, lust is there. By we trying to imitate or get, by trying to get carried away by those so-called surpanaka elements, you know, who say that, you know, this is called trend, this is called trendy, this is called fashion. So let us not, you know, create problems for ourselves by doing that, you know. the so-called social media, the instant so much thing, people are literally mad behind, you know, so-called likes and all these things. So that way they are exposing themselves more and more. So by doing, let us, our self-worth not dependent on the so-called likes and other things, and rather act more responsibly by dressing in such a way which attracts respect from others, not lust from others actually. You know? And as I said, this, I am not saying this is the solution, I am not saying this is the problem. What I am saying is the problem is very deep and multiple layered. But then solution which is at our hands is this. Apart from this, other things has to be done, which is at a different level. But at our level, by doing this, so when the so-called people say that, you know, that women can dress better, that's not that, that is the solution they are, that they are saying that is the cause of problem. But that is also in one way helps. So that helps to solve the problem actually. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.